much of it was a warm up for him. Russell Wilson.
It was a little warm up. They're similar in what they do. Both guys, their reaction is to run. But with Russell, when his reaction was to run, he was still looking downfield. Kaepernick relies on his legs. Once he runs, he's trying to take off and get the first down. And I think that's the difference between those two.
So for you, in a sense, it's kind of you're not as indecisive. When he's going to run, he's going to run.
Yeah, when he's going to run, he's going to run. But at the same time, for us in the back end, we still have to stay on the receivers because, you know, he could easily change his mind and just toss it up with Moss, Crabtree, and Manningham, and Vernon, and Delaney Walker. He's got a whole bunch of weapons, man, so he can throw to any one of those guys at any time if he decides to pull it down.
What about you guys? You know, you lose last week. Everybody says, you know, play out there. What's the motivation here? What do you guys gotta continue to do?
Just continue to work hard every week. That's been our goal ever since week one, is to come out every day and try and get better at something different. You know, not look back at any different situations, you know, because a lot of things we can't control anymore. And we just gotta look ahead and just every week continue to improve, continue to grow as a team, and that's all we can do.
So, having said all that, how do you slow down a guy like Kaepernick?
We just have to get after him. That's all. We have to try and put pressure in his face, challenge the receivers outside, mess up the timing of a lot of their routes, and just try and contain them. That's the bottom line, is to try and contain what he's trying to do at all times.